We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We were learning Borer, and we're up to the eighth paragraph about Borer. Kivan shetachlit Borer lachim letaken to'ochel, being that the essence of Borer is to actually prepare and fix the food. Al keni machar brerato adayin lo nigmar ha'tikun. Therefore, if when he's done his Borer, the food is not yet fixed. V'hainu kigon, meaning, for example, sheborer be'ofen she'adayin ochel u'morav im ha'psoled, that when he's done, there's still food mixed with the waste. En kan mlechet borer, so then you didn't do borer. V'afilu in kon mlechen hayta murevet harbe psolet im ha'ochel, even if beforehand you had a lot of waste, and achshav rak ma'at, and now you have only a little bit. Mikol makom, kol zman she'adayin lo nigmara hachana v'tikun ha'ochel, nonetheless, if the food is not yet ready, if you haven't finished fixing it, shelo nika legamre ochel min hapsolet, you didn't finish cleaning it, lo nastam lechet borer, so then you didn't do borer. Umikol makom, kevan sheyesh elu shemfarshim isur borer shechal al hafradat psolet levad. But here he was going with the interpretation that borer is defined by the food. Let's take our case of popcorn. So I have popcorn that popped, and I have burnt kernels that didn't pop. So if I still have a mixture of burnt kernels with the popcorn, so then I didn't finish my borer. The popcorn's not ready to be eaten. Every time I'm going to take a spoonful, I'm going to a handful, I'm going to end up with burnt kernels. But there are others who say that the fact that you've pulled out the burnt kernels and put them on the side, so now you have a pile of burnt kernels. Remember, borer, you took out the psolet, you took out the waste from the food. So even though you didn't finish the job, the food is not perfected yet, but you've accomplished that you do have a pile of waste on the side. Therefore, hitzrachnu lemaase likach yachad im apsolet gam me'at min ha'ochel. Therefore, if you want to ensure you don't transgress borer, take along a little bit of the food with the waste. So if you're saying, I'm taking out the burnt kernels, that's a problem. But I'll take burnt kernels, and each time I take along a little bit of popcorn with it. So then I'll have a pile over here, which will have kernels and popcorn. I didn't do borer. Alken. Okay, so now he's going to give an example. Sheyesh shuman al gabei ha'marak. You have the fat floating on top of the soup. Ve'rotzim b'marak ve'lo b'shuman. What you want is the soup, you don't want the fat. So then, what do we call the fat? That's psolet. The fat, that top layer, is going to be waste. Yecholim nasir ha'shuman b'ma she'mashrin k'tzat me'at yoter m'ma she'rgilim b'chod. So you can remove the fat if you're going to take a thicker layer, if you're going to take more of the soup than you would on a weekday. You're taking out a thicker layer, so you end up taking more of the soup. So then you're not only taking out the waste. So being that your spoon is siphoning off a mixture of fat and soup, you didn't finish the job. So you can't call that borer. Now you understand, this is not as accurate as we're reading here, because many times borer isn't perfect. I told you guys, I was once a guest by someone who made coffee on Shabbos, and then took his filter and pushed down all the mud from the coffee. And I was standing there thinking, that's borer, and that's a special instrument for borer. So he caught my glance, and he said to me, it's not borer. So I said, why? So he said, because you still have a little bit of kernels that come through the net. So his argument is it has a basis, it has a start. He's saying, I didn't do a complete borer, right? That's what we're seeing here. I don't think it's a correct argument, but that's what we're seeing here, is that if you haven't really separated enough, here we have another issue. It's a special instrument for doing borer, etc. But coming back to our case of the soup, if you're taking off the fat together with a layer of the soup, that you can't call bor. ומכל מקום יש ליטול גם מעט מרק עם השומן לצאת אלו שסוברים שאסור לקח פסולת בלי שמורב עם הגמת האוכל. Okay, that's what we just said. אפילו אם משאיר קצת מן הפסולת בתוך האוכל. Okay, so all this we explained. וכן להפך, לקח מעט אוכל עם הפסולת בלי לשאיר שום פסולת עם האוכל גם כן אסור. So when you're going to take away he's saying it would not work. Let's take our case of popcorn. Um, Now you guys are going to ask me 100 questions, but okay.
The soup is tricky.
The soup is tricky because?
Because normally you put soup on, you know, let's say you made it the day before. You normally, before Shabbos, you skim the fat off and you put it on before Shabbos, right?
Good.
That's fine because it's before Shabbos. But afterwards, for some reason, putting soup on is different than other stuff, isn't it? To heat up?
But we're talking about a situation where you didn't get a chance to siphon off the fat. You put it on before Shabbos. Now you come on Shabbos, you want to take off the fat.
But when it's already hot,
right?
Then you have, the only way you can do it is if you have like kind of a special instrument that doesn't take any soup with it.
Why?
Well, like a strainer thing. Otherwise, if you're taking a regular spoon,
you take a spoon.
Yeah, I guess.
You take a regular spoon, not even a wooden spoon.
Yeah. Okay.
And you take off soup. You take off soup. No, as it's bubbling, the fat goes to the top. I've done it, not on Shabbos, but I've. He says, you wouldn't be able to take out all of the burnt kernels, even if each time you took out a kernel with some popcorn. So then you'd say, I didn't do borer. He says, yeah, but at the end of the day, you end up with popcorn without the burnt kernels. So that's still borer. So he says, you would have to not finish the job. So how could you do borer? We said, if you take the ochel mitoch psod, if you take the food and not the waste, if you take it biyad, with your hand, and not with the specialized instruments, and miyad, you're going to eat it right away. So that we discussed. But if you're going to do the reverse, you want to take out the psolet, but you want to take out the waste, but you're saying, I didn't. If I have a pile of waste on the side, so that's one problem. Even though I didn't finish fixing up the food, I still have a problem because I have a pile of waste on the side. You'll say, I'll take the waste with some of the food. So then he says, yeah, but still, if you finish the job, if you end up with clean popcorn or clean food, whatever it's going to be, that's still a problem because you took out the waste. Technically, you did take out the waste. Even though you have a mixture of waste with food, you have fixed the food in a way that still constitutes borer. So that's why if you're going to do it that way, if you're going to take out the kernels with the popcorn, so then you have to leave some behind. So you still have a mixture. You have to have a pile on the side that's a mixture, and the mixture can't be completely clean. Now you'll ask me, how many kernels do you have to leave inside? So I don't have a source to prove one way or another. To my mind, I would think enough that it's still considered a mixture of popcorn with kernels, but I can't prove that.